AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says the U.S. is taking a giant step to help struggling nations beat the coronavirus. The AP's Sagar Magani reports he's calling on other nations to join him.
In England for the G7 summit, the president announced the U.S. will donate $500 million Pfizer vaccine doses.
Our values call on us to do everything that we can to vaccinate the world against COVID-19.
Saying it's in the interests of the world and the U.S. to end the pandemic. He says other G7 nations will outline their own donations tomorrow. It's a stark change from a year ago when the pandemic was so bad in the U.S. the Trump administration had to cancel the summit, which it was set to host.
We know the tragedy. We also know the path to recovery.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
On Capitol Hill, FBI Director Christopher Wray says after the January Capitol riot, the Bureau will investigate violence, not political ideology, offering no proof. Texas Republican Louie Gohmert says he talked to Capitol police officers the night before the riot.
And they said, well, we've been briefed today that there's a good bit of, it's understood, online activity that there are people that are going to be coming that hate Trump, but they're going to dress up in red, MAGA, Trump paraphernalia to try to blend in and create trouble.
One of legendary University of Michigan football coach Bo Schembechler's sons and two former players described in detail how they were molested by the team's longtime doctor, Robert Anderson, and how Schembechler turned a blind eye when they told him about the abuse. Matt Schembechler says his dad punched him in anger. He told a player to toughen up. Dr. Anderson died in 2008. A source tells the AP there's a proposal for the college football playoff to expand from 4 to 12 teams, with 6 spots reserved for the highest-ranked conference champions. This is AP News. The FDA is extending the expiration date of Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccine.
Johnson & Johnson says a review by U.S. regulators concluded that their vaccine shots remain safe and effective up to 4.5 months. That's 6 weeks longer than the expiration date on millions of doses that state officials warned might expire before they could be used. The company says the data was based on ongoing studies. Johnson & Johnson's vaccine was highly anticipated because of its refrigeration requirements and one-and-done formula, but only about 11 million Americans have taken that shot compared to 129 million who've received 2 doses of either Pfizer or Moderna. Jennifer King, Washington.
Just a few days ago, someone slapped French President Emmanuel Macron in the face. Today, a man was sentenced to 4 months in prison. Daniel Terrell, who describes himself as an extreme right patriot, says the attack was impulsive and unplanned and prompted by anger at France's decline. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.